Well, if you've ever streamed music from a website like Spotify, RDO, or iHeartRadio, you've also used the services of the Somerville startup, The Echo Nest. All of the companies use song recommendation software by The Echo Nest. Spotify recently acquired the company for an estimated $100 million. WBUR's Andrea Shea has this profile of the scrappy company and its growing role in the future of listening.
The Echo Nest's office looks like the busy bed of contemporary geek tech culture that it is. Young workers huddle around computers. They have a fondness for facial hair, evidenced by a gleaming trophy for the company's annual mustache competition. In the kitchen, huge bowls of fruit, empty cases of craft brewed beer are piled at their feet. On a tour, the Echo Nest's low-key co-founder Brian Whitman introduces me to Ajay Kalia.
Doing work, right? You're having a business conversation.
You're talking about user listening.
Oh, that's my favorite thing.
User listening is one of the many somewhat mysterious tech-speak phrases you find here. Kalia is a product manager for what they call taste profiles, which say something about a music listener's personality or interests. This startup is said to be the industry's leading source of music-related data. Kalia is psyched about Spotify's recent acquisition of the Echo Nest because, until now, his parents could not understand what he does for a living.
I tried to describe my job to them before, and it involved a lot of terms like API and services and machine learning. Now I can pull out my phone and show them Spotify and pull up any song they heard on Dancing with the Stars last night, and then show them, here's other artists that are very similar to that. Here's music you might have heard when you were growing up, and here's what we can understand about you based on the past five songs I just saw you pick.
It can be hard to get your head around the lingo. One way to grasp what the Echo Nest does is to imagine it as an engine operating under Spotify's hood. The folks here gather a mind-blowing amount of data about songs and about how people listen. Then they crunch it to customize and design music streams users hear through their computers and mobile devices. So when we like or dislike a song on Spotify, well, the Echo Nest's complex algorithm try to predict what we want next. But how? Here's how co-founder Tristan Jehan explains his part.
So what I do is I teach computer how to listen to music. That's probably the easiest way to understand it.
The scientist engineer's software extracts musical attributes from songs, such as tempo, key, time signature, harmony, color, danceability. The list goes on. All of this musical intelligence feeds the recommendation engines. Jehan and co-founder Brian Whitman concocted their concept as grad students at MIT's Media Lab. They founded the Echo Nest in 2005 with seed money from angel investors and professors. Now there are 65 employees, and Jehan says,
we've analyzed about 200 million songs.
But the Echo Nest also analyzes us to understand how we listen, when we listen, where we listen, like at a dinner party, the gym, or in the car. Also, how we talk about music globally. That's where Glenn McDonald comes in. His title at the Echo Nest, Data Alchemist.
Now we're getting sort of more relentless. And if we end up here way up in the corner.
McDonald shows me his online genre map. He clicks through samples of music that are related in some way. It's like a color palette for song styles, and some of the genres are pretty obscure. We move from hardcore industrial to Belgian hip-hop to dimcore. Then
Viking metal. It speaks to us of our common heritage in the North.
Down at the bottom of the map, you'll find the organic acoustic music, classical piano, and
here's our beautiful harp music. Ah, so free are we from the relentless drum machines and artificial synthesizers of the modern era. But it's not all quiet down here.
McDonald's genre map is like a happy rabbit hole for the musically curious. But while it's fun and undeniably cool, how does it help the Echo Nest fulfill its mission?
It all sort of relates. The map is a way of understanding the data. That data also goes into playlist generation and into recommendations and into personalization.
So if a Spotify user is interested in Belgian hip-hop, the Echo Nest's algorithm might deliver songs in that style from Brazil or Australia.
Here, I'll switch to Australian hip-hop now.
Our goal is to basically connect more people to music.
Echo Nest CEO Jim Lucchese adds, joining with Spotify will give both companies a data boost that should help them grow.
And though there's a lot of math involved, really all we're doing is trying to understand the world of music in a really in-depth way, and then trying to understand each music fan in a really in-depth way, just like your friend who you rely on to connect you to more music.
I think that's kind of just corporate speak.
That's music business reporter Ben Cesario. He's been following the Echo Nest for the New York Times.
Connecting people with music, I mean, that sounds nice, but really what they're trying to do is understand consumers at a very deep level when it comes to their music choices. And that's to continue to sell you the product, which is the music. And it's also to let advertisers sell you their products.
Like toothpaste or Zit Cream. That said, Cesario is a fan of music streaming sites, even if their algorithms aren't perfect, and says they're getting bigger and more valuable in the music industry landscape. He believes the Echo Nest is poised to have everything to do with our music listening future. And besides telling you what songs you might like, the data Echo Nest miners gather from the global chatter could predict the next Lady Gaga. Now, the team at the Echo Nest admits there's a certain nostalgia that comes with being bought. Developer evangelist Paul Lemire.
We've built a culture here, and it was us. This was the Echo Nest. And so now, it's a little bit sad to see that phase of the company go away. We're no longer a scrappy startup in Somerville. We're now part of a much larger company. And so that's great, but that's what happens when you grow up.
And after the initial growing pains, the acquisition just means more data for these self-described music freaks to play with. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.